Some of you heard that Sister Mary, on that day, she was opening, I guess, the door to the longhouse, and she was moving a 2x4 of some sort, and it fell down and hit her on the head. And it was quite a hit. And Tommy had to come over and help her out. And I'm very happy to report that Mary's fine. Still a little sensitive, but no serious damage, and she's didn't stop her from ministering. And she told me, let some people know about that, and if they're concerned, let them know that I'm okay. Now, Tom got hit in the head with a 2x4, and I'm sorry to say that the 2x4 has been badly damaged. And, but Tom is also okay. that's the way it works. No, you're okay, right, Tom? You're okay, and you're okay. Praise God. I've known Tommy for a long time. He was, he calls me my main man at his wedding. I was his best man. And he was also in my wedding party. And it's been such a blessing to know Tom. And I've lived with him here at camp. I've lived with him in the faith home in Woodhaven. And I just marveled. I remember when Tommy was living here at camp, how he may have come up with the expectation that he would become caretaker. Brother Carl Saylor had just retired at that time, and Tommy was very mechanically inclined, but the Lord didn't work it out at that time for some reason. And after some years, Tommy went back to the city and got involved in the church in Williamsburg again, and then took certain training courses with air conditioning, refrigeration, and other things, I suppose. And then there came a time when he was approached, I imagine, and asked if he would be willing to move up to camp and be the caretaker. That was over 24 years ago. Can you picture Brother Tom 24 years younger than he is now? And, you know, I've thought of that so often. Here Tom had something in his heart, obviously. But it wasn't God's time. God saw that there was spiritual preparation. You know, running camp isn't just fixing pipes and mowing lawns. You know, this place has been really dedicated to the Lord. And you can't just get anybody up here to do something like that, to live on the grounds. But God needed to prepare him and Mary spiritually, first of all, as well as giving them these natural gifts. And they're so personable. I mean, people come up to camp to meet Jesus, but they also like the fact that they meet Tom and Mary up here too. I know that. And they take an interest in everybody. I know that if I send a young person up here and he works with Brother Tom, Tom's going to take him under his wing. And that's all to the glory of God. And I'm just trying to say nice things to make up to Tom right now. but they're all true. And I thought, look at that. Tommy, many years ago, had something in his heart. And God obviously put it there, looking back. But he had to learn some lessons, as we all do. And God had to prepare him and equip him, because God had something greater in mind than I'm sure even Tommy understood at that time. And that often serves as a lesson to me. God puts things in our hearts, and they don't seem to work out. And we wonder about that. And maybe we go on, and we even forget about it after a while. But if God's in it, God will revive it in his time and in his way. And it'll be much more wonderful than we could have ever imagined. So we're so glad for Tom and Mary. Let's pray for them, that God will bless them. They've got a special call over their lives to be here on the grounds all year round. And there's a lot involved in taking care of these grounds and ministering here at camp than most of us realize. And so let's pray that God will bless them tonight and encourage them. It's just the beginning of the season. There's a lot of work ahead of him. But God, who has given him grace every year, has a new supply for him and Mary, the family. So let's pray. bring them to Jesus right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Dale, I'm going to bother you again, please, to pray for them. Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for the sweet dedication that you have put in the lives of these dear people. Lord, I'll never forget the time that I came upon Brother Tom mopping the floor in the men's room. And how restfully, how happily, how patiently, just peacefully, just mopping the floor and singing a hymn. He seemed like the happiest person on earth. And I said, I want to be like that, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for these character qualities, that dedication, working restfully, working as unto the Lord. And Lord, we know that you don't leave anyone where they're at. You want to take them on. You have more for them. And so, Lord, we're asking for strength. We're asking for support. We're asking for encouragement. We're asking for new light, Lord. We're asking for a greater infilling, a greater anointing on the work, Lord. And, of course, for Sister Mary also,
yes,
how the girls love her and how she works with them and how she ministers your word. But Lord, put the power of God in her words. Put the power of God in her mind and in her spirit. And pour that out, Lord. And, Lord, we ask also, the Andriks, they've raised their children here. And, Lord, we consider them blessed to be on these grounds the whole time, Lord, and to sense your presence, Lord, to be in this special place, Lord. Well, Lord, we're looking for you to answer those expectations in a mighty way for their children.
Yes, Lord.
We're asking you to draw each one of their children close to you, close to you, fold them into your presence, and fill them with your Holy Spirit. And grip their lives so that for generations to come, the Andriks will have perfect satisfaction that they serve God and God abundantly repaid them more than they could ask or think. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've been enjoying these testimonies and just this time of waiting on the Lord as we've been worshiping Him. Praise God. No two meetings are ever alike. Jesus has his own plan for every gathering that we have. And we want to learn to let him have his way. We do that so poorly. I know I do. But it's our desire that he be in charge of the meetings, that he be in charge of the camp, and ultimately in charge of our lives. That's what it all leads to. And so I'm glad that we can just rest in his presence as we've been doing. It's not because I don't have a lot to talk about. I could talk for hours, you know that. But it's good. It's the greater miracle if we can keep quiet, right? And just give Jesus time to do what he wants to do. So let's continue for a little while yet, worshiping him. And if God touches your heart, then respond to him. That's what always made these meetings at camp so wonderful, that it wasn't just one speaker and just the minister, but God often used this one and that one. And I love the way God puts meetings together, and we see how things dovetail and how God introduces a theme into a meeting, and the songs lend themselves to that. And we leave that meeting and we know that that meeting was about this, or Jesus dealt with us about that in the meeting. And sometimes we heard that meetings are like scrambled eggs, too. They're good for you if you like scrambled eggs. And you hear a lot of different things. But there's always something there for somebody. Praise God. Because that's just like Jesus. To feed every one of us with the finest of the wheat. Praise God. Amen.
Jesus is all the world to me. My love, my joy, my all.
Thank you for your prayers. It really is a great privilege, and it's been a great blessing to serve the Lord here, a great delight. I just wonder, I'm thinking about things, Mary getting hit with a 2x4. And a week or two ago, I almost got electrocuted when I'm backing down the road. All of a sudden, I heard something dragging on top of my truck, and his power cable that was knocked to the ground. And it was live, and yet nothing happened. Here I stand, I can do the mother. But how delightful it is to serve the Lord. I am so thankful. I find no greater satisfaction. This opening of the season was a tough one, but the Lord sent so much help. It was so uplifting to see so many willingly coming, not asked to come, just responding to the need that they may have heard of or seen, and they rallied and came and assisted. It was a miracle. It was really miraculous to see how God helped and prepared. But this past week, I started to go a little weary. I forgot the verse. Be not weary in well doing. Mm-hmm. So I started taking naps again. You know? That helps. But I never want to lose the joy of serving the Lord, even if it's doing the pots, dishes. I've done worse things than that. But I always purposed in my heart to do all for Jesus.
And for His glory.
There is joy, joy, joy in serving Jesus. Joy that throbs within my heart. Every moment,
covered book, Joy in Serving Jesus, 471.